This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, if you are a Muslim girl, you pray five times a day, fast and so on. Are you then a bad Muslim if you don't wear the headscarf hijab? How important is the headscarf? Okay, that's a big question. Okay. You know, sometimes a question like this is very difficult to answer. You know, because everyone has different circumstances, everyone has different, you know, conditions. It's not always easy to answer a question like that because I don't know this person's particular circumstances, right? But you know what, there's a way I'd like you to think about this, brothers and sisters. You know, don't just think about how bad is the sin. Yeah? How bad is it that I don't wear hijab? No. Think about how great is the one who you are disobeying. That's what you need to think about. Don't think about how bad is the sin. Think about how great is the one you are disobeying. You know, Allah is telling you to do something because it is good for you. You don't always know why that thing is good for you. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you with that, then that's something because it's good. And in a sense, whenever we disobey Allah, it's almost as if we are saying, you know, I don't really believe what you're saying, Allah. I don't really agree with that. That in a sense, that's, I mean, I know it's because of our desires and our weakness and, you know, whatever. But in reality, think about the reasons why you don't wear hijab or you don't do whatever it is you're supposed to do in Islam. Even pray. How many people, I wonder, okay, they don't even pray in the office or they don't pray at work and they wait and they go back home and they think they can join all their prayers together at the end of the day, right? Why don't they pray in the office? Really, most of the time, brothers and sisters, the reason you don't pray is because you haven't got the guts to do it. That's what it is. It's not because, oh, they won't let me pray, okay? They won't stop you going to the toilet or they won't stop you doing this and that. The reality is, have you got the guts to bring a prayer mat, lie it out next to your desk and just pray? What are they going to do? Really? Okay? So a lot of these issues, brothers and sisters, really come down to our iman. That we are sometimes more concerned with what people think than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. So I think that, you know, I don't really want to go into how bad it is and this and that. Whatever Allah told us to do, do as much as you can. Right? As much as you can. You know, if you stand in front of Allah, in your heart, whether you have an excuse or not. I don't want, on the other hand, brothers and other sisters, you shouldn't be judgmental. Right? You shouldn't be judgmental and think, oh, this sister, she is no good. You know, because she doesn't wear hijab. You don't know that. Okay, you don't know that. You don't know what her circumstances are. Maybe she just needs the support and love and whatever. You don't know what it is. Okay? So, I'm not making, you know, something, but I would really encourage everyone to obey Allah as much as you possibly can. You know? And whatever Allah has told you, leave it. Well, then leave it. You know, alhamdulillah.